Welcome to Short Time. It is Short Time with Vin and Dave Vinepenu. Dave Crossen with you as we get going on another Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. It's Short Time with Vin and Dave, 94.3 The Point. Show number 64. We got a couple great guests joining us in just a little bit. And you know what, Dave? It's another week into springtime, and it feels right.
It does. I mean, we have our baseball. It feels just right. I love this time of year. I have yet to get to a game. I will,
though. There you go.
I have a couple. One will be at Citi Field against the Phillies. And guess what? I will be in Philly to see the Mets. I love that. That's, again, we got weeks away from that. But I'm excited to get back to the ballpark, if you will.
There you go. Well, Dave, while you're waiting for that, you know where you could head to some of the best steakhouses in New Jersey.
So, in my mind, I already am at a couple different places, but go ahead. I want to hear about this.
I know we've touched on this before, but when you order a steak, how do you like it cooked?
Medium rare.
Okay.
Okay. I do not like it overcooked.
No, me neither.
I want the juices, the flavor.
A little pink?
Yes. Same Vin there? Same way? Or
I used to be a medium well kind of guy.
Okay.
And then I dialed it down to medium.
Medium.
I was like, you know, a little juice, a little pink.
You don't want it too rare, I take it.
A little protein and stuff like that. What was it? Actor who plays Thor. Why am I drawing a blank? Anyway.
It
would, on this diet, like, he would want it, I think, as close to pink as possible.
Mm-hmm,
More protein, more meat in there. So I'm like, all right, let me try medium.
Okay.
I will never go full rare.
Is it the taste of it? Not a big fan?
I do like the juices.
Okay.
I like the taste. I like it, the grilled taste of it.
Okay, so that you're adding the extra bit of the cooked aspect of it. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, although I feel like sometimes at restaurants you order one thing and it's always like a step back anyway.
I always ask the waiter or waitress, you know, if I order it this way, does it come out true to a medium rare, or should
it's
I underdo
a fair
it?
Question.
No, it is, because they are going to know, because, you know, they will get the complaints from other people in the restaurant. Oh, this was cooked too much. This was undercooked.
And then you get sent back.
Well, no, but at least I can get an idea before I say, hey, let's do this. You know, maybe they do it a level more than what I'm asking.
Good question to ask up front.
Oh, yeah.
Steak and eggs, or just plain steak, and, you know, butter steak's good. T-bone steak is good. You know, I like a filet mignon, but
I love filet
for
a bone
as
in, like a bone
expensive
filet.
As it is,
no, it's pricey.
It's really small.
It is. You're right.
There's not
the
a lot
filet.
Of meat to it.
Well, I like the bone in flavor, but to your point, yes, a filet, you're not getting the biggest amount of meat.
I like a big piece of steak. I mean,
I got it. No, I'm right there with
the
you.
Butter steak or something like that. You know, a nice thick piece of steak, plenty of meat, plenty to go around.
Right.
And then you put some A1 steak sauce on it. That's good enough for me.
Okay.
So I put together some food articles, naturally.
Okay.
94.3thepoint.com, the 94.3thepoint app. You could all check it out there. But this morning, we're going to talk some steak. And the article was the best steakhouses in New Jersey. It wasn't ranked.
Okay.
It was just a list of some really good steakhouses across the entire state of New Jersey. And, you know, giving you options. Because, you know, you're like,
you want options.
It's hard to find, you know, a good steakhouse sometimes. You're like, you know what? I want a good steakhouse. I want something true to form, like, you know, the one or two kind of steakhouses, not per se, like the big time national
chains
per se.
Yep.
Like, these are the steakhouses, you know, like somebody who has a passion for steak. In most cases, there's a couple really good chains. But they're like, you know what? I love steak. I want to share that with people.
Right.
And I want to try to help get the word out as well.
Well, one thing before you start, there are so many great steakhouses in our area. You know, the Monmouth County, Ocean County, just putting it out there, we are very spoiled. So I'm excited to hear your list.
Well, just across the state, it's like you think,
what makes
a really good steakhouse? Yeah. And it's like, you know, there are some things. There's
some
credentials.
Well, the atmosphere, too, kind of leans into it a little
bit. Well, like, I want to go there and know that, like, wow, this is a really good steak.
Right.
It's, like, trimmed exactly, cooked just right. It tastes amazing. You could taste the grilling and everything like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's got to be done just right for me to consider it high marks there. So we'll start in Little Falls.
Little Falls. Okay.
Rare Steak. It's the name of the place, Rare Steak in Little Falls.
Okay, never been.
Gets the A grade, ranks as top by Delish, who compiled a list of some of the best steakhouses in the country.
Okay.
And then we're going to dive here, and remember, this is no particular order here, particular ranking.
No ranking, okay.
But we got a trio here, some restaurants that you should recognize.
Hit me.
First up, 1776.
Oh, our good man.
By our pal David Burke up in Morristown. Owned and operated by the legendary celebrity chef. He owns several restaurants in Jersey. This one was on the NJ Monthly as one of the best in the state.
Wow, okay.
And then we go to Orchard Park, also by...
our good man, David Burke.
East Brunswick.
Okay.
Best of NJ put his savory steaks at Orchard Park among the tops. This was one he discussed with us a couple times. Red Horse.
Yes.
In Rumson, excuse me.
Right.
Some great food and steaks there.
Great spot.
You know what? It's not steak per se. He did join us on how to prepare a good roast beef back in December in our most recent conversation with him.
And the whole time he's describing it, I'm picturing it. That's all I can do. Even though it was an early interview.
With the way he prepares the roast beef, I can only imagine how good the steaks are at his restaurants. Mm-hmm. So those are some David Burke establishments, if you will.
Okay.
American Cut in Atlantic City. It's inside the Ocean's Casino and Resort.
Okay,
gets top-notch reviews, also on NJ Monthly. The Butcher's Block in Long Branch. I've heard absolutely amazing things about
the
Butcher's
Block. Hard to get into. So you have to.
Heard that as well.
Know somebody or go on a Tuesday. But it's.
But from
it's
the
great.
People who I've gone there and that have said they rave about it. I mean, it's really good things I've heard about the Butcher's Block in Long Branch. I definitely want to get there. What do we got next here? The Capitol Grill in Cherry Hill.
Very good.
Some savory-looking steaks
fantastic.
There.
Fantastic. Uh-huh.
Now, I've been to some of these, haven't been to all of them, but you know what? If we're going to take our show on the road, Dave.
Road show, buddy.
I wouldn't mind, doing a tour of all the steakhouses in New Jersey.
Done. Done and done. Count me in.
Capitol Grill in Cherry Hill, that's one. Some of the NJ Monthly had that one as well. Char, which has locations in Raritan, Red Bank.
Yep, I've been to both.
Love it. Good steaks.
Great steaks, great atmosphere. I really like, Raritan, that was the first time I went. And then, of course, the one in Red Bank was established, late 2000s, I want to say. Awesome. You know, just a good atmosphere. I'm a big fan of a nice meal and a good atmosphere. Like, I feel special.
Do you like sort of like some like the like dim lighting, blinds closed kind of vibe?
Yeah, relaxed. You know, I'm good.
Pump up the AC.
There isn't any rush. I don't want to be rushed. I want to enjoy
especially
the time,
not with something like
my
that.
Company, everything. Yes.
Interesting monthly had that one as well. Sticking with or moving back to South Jersey, rather.
Okay.
Chubby's in Gloucester City.
Never been.
Historic. They've
Don't
cooked
know.
Up some fine looking steak dinners over the years.
Okay.
Also on NJ Monthly.
Nice.
All the way up to North Jersey here, or well, along the way. Edwards Steakhouse in Jersey City.
Never been.
From the looks of it, they know how to put together a fabulous looking steak.
Nice.
Also an NJ Monthly. Back down to Atlantic City, Knife and Fork Inn.
Hmm.
Fantastic looking filet mignon there with some green veggies.
Okay.
Also an NJ Monthly.
Nice.
The Pub in Pensauken. Also an NJ Monthly. Looking at some of these steaks, Dave. And for those of you out there who love a good steak, check out the article I wrote at 943thepoint.com. You'll see all these pictures, and you're like, I need to go there now.
I'm thinking, like, tonight I need to go to one of these places.
This is a creative name for a steakhouse. It's in Rivervale.
Okay.
Let's Meet Steakhouse.
Let's Meet.
Spell M-E-A-T, but...
You know what? I
like
get
the
it.
Play on words.
I like it. I like it a lot. All right, very
NJ
cool.
NJ Monthly had them as well. Morton's Steakhouse in Atlantic
Morton's
City and Hackensack.
Morton's is great.
Also on NJ Monthly, that one was Old Homestead in Atlantic City.
Very good. Very
has
good.
Some really good looking steaks.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Prime and Beyond up in Fort Lee.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you need a good steak and your stomach's on E, that could be a place to go.
Love it.
Rails Steakhouse in Tohoku.
Don't know it.
They have, I was looking at some of their steaks, juicy, tender-looking steak. I mean, oh, man.
Okay.
This looks like the real deal there.
The funny thing, Ben, as we're having this conversation, I'm sure there are people that are driving right now listening to the show thinking, okay, I have to check
like,
out
one
of these
places. You know, I was going to head to my in-laws today. I'm going to go to a steakhouse instead.
A little lunch steak. Nothing wrong with that.
River Palm Terrace in Edgewater.
Okay.
Some really good-looking T-bones there if you're a T-bone kind of person.
All right.
What's next? Roots Steakhouse, Morristown, Princeton, Ridgewood, and Summit.
Unbelievable. I'm just putting my stamp on
it. There you go.
You heard it here first. Great spot.
So you've already done the tour of some of these steakhouses.
Yes, I have.
So take Dave's word for it.
No, Roots, I haven't been to the one in Summit. I have been to the one in Morristown. Great atmosphere, just everything, just top notch.
There you go. RP Prime in Mahwah.
Haven't been.
Some good looking steaks coming off the grill there.
Okay.
Of course, the one that a lot of people know, it's got locations in Parsippany, Atlantic City, Princeton, Jersey City, Weehawken, and Paramus, Short Hills. And
it's
got
to be Ruth Chris.
Yes, it is.
Yes, okay. Ruth's Chris, yes.
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Okay.
Little Falls, Sear House Grill.
Okay.
Some good looking steak, a little fall off the bone there.
Okay.
Let's see. Stage Left Steak.
That's in New Brunswick.
In New Brunswick,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to think if I had the steak there. I have been there, but I haven't had the steak.
Oh, my mistake. Now you're
going
to have to go back.
I didn't have the steak.
Now you're going to have to go back.
Yes, I will.
Speaking of New Brunswick, Steakhouse 85.
I've been to that. Nice steak. Nice meal.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll round out this list with the Bobby Flay Steakhouse in Atlantic City.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to mention one that didn't make the list. Wolfgang's.
Ah,
they
okay.
are in, hold on, Somerville. Well, that's the one I know. There are other locations, I believe. I'm trying to think where. I know Somerville. Somerville. Fantastic.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, but
Wolfgang's.
Hey, no, would definitely love to add to the list. You could email shorttime@townscaremedia.com, mm-hmm. send us a name of a steakhouse and a picture, and we could certainly look to add to the list here because we want to get people the good eats.
Well, think of it this way, too. Like, New Jersey has all of these great spots. But then if you want to go to New York or Philadelphia, we are spoiled. We are surrounded by excellent steak places.
Absolutely. Mm. I love a good steak.
I am very hungry right now.
I even love a good steak coming off the grill.
Yeah.
Like, backyard barbecue, boom, you throw a couple steaks on the grill.
Yes.
You know, have a couple beers outside, sit on the back patio, enjoy a nice steak.
As the weather gets nicer.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, that's good living and good eating.
Yeah, as we should. As we should enjoy. I agree.
You know what? We'll dive in. You know, I think we got a good topic that we want to dive into next week as well, because we want to give people some places to get some good eats. I'll tee it up nicely here.
Okay. What do you got?
Well, sometimes, Dave, I have a seafood diet.
Okay. There it is. Okay.
For me, it's S-E-E.
Got food. It. Got it. Okay.
But for some people, it may be S-E-A.
Good setup. I like that.
So,
well done.
You'll have to tune in a short time next week, and we'll give you
little tease. Yep. I get it.
Some good seafood places.
Fantastic, buddy.
But we're talking steak this morning. To start off, I mean, what better way to start off a Sunday morning than talking about some steakhouses?
Exactly. Think about it for later. Or maybe somebody's thinking, you know what? Steak and eggs for breakfast? Hey, why not?
I mean,
nothing wrong with that.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. And then, you know, steak for lunch, steak for dinner, maybe a mid-afternoon steak.
Leftovers? Nothing wrong with that.
Steak sandwich?
There you go.
I mean, sometimes we've done that. You cut up, grill some steak. There's some steak left over
in
the fridge.
Come on.
Chop it up a little bit.
Okay.
Steak sandwich. Maybe toast the bread. Throw some steak sauce and cheese on there.
A ton of options. Absolutely. I agree. Yeah,
that's
I'm
good
in,
stuff.
Buddy.
I mean,
Count me in.
Not just the straight up steak. I mean, steak sandwiches. I'll even go for a steak salad or
you know
burrito.
What? A good steak salad.
Steak burrito.
Yeah, I'm on board, buddy. I like that a lot.
There you go.
Good call.
I mean, you could combine a bunch. I mean, you think about lettuce, cheese, steak wrapped in a nice burrito.
Done. Count me in.
It's good stuff.
All right, buddy. So. I'm in. Good stuff is right. Yeah.
We got some good steakhouses here. Which is your favorite steakhouse?
Let
What's
us
your
know.
Go-to steakhouse? Did we miss any on the list that we should add to the best steakhouses in New Jersey? Let us know. shorttime@townscaremedia.com. We're not going to be talking steak much longer on this show. We got to shift gears here. We got a couple special guests coming in. One who was on our show last year, Andrea Verdone-Gorsigner of the Middletown-based nonprofit Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer. They got their annual 225K coming up soon, Dave. And Andrea is going to be joined by Sue Funk, president of the Hannah Duffy Foundation as well. So we're going to help them get the word out and talk some 225K.
Love it. Let's
there
do
we
it.
Go. More Short Time with Vin and Dave right after this on 94.3 The Point.
Hello, this is Chef David Burke on Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. And if you could see us, you'd know the three of us have perfect faces for radio.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Southside Johnny from the Asbury Jukes, and you are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, and I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave, Vin Avenue, Dave Crossin with you. We've got not one, but two special guests with us here this morning, and we're talking tutus and the infinite love for kids fighting cancer, tutu 5K, run or walk. Right, Dave? Dave, are you more of a runner or a walker?
Depends. I would say more of a walker, but I'll try a run. I'll get out there.
Time to think about
keep
it.
Keep in motion, yes.
We've got Sue Funk from the Hannah Duffy Foundation and returning to the show for a second time from Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer in Middletown. The champion of the world, Andrea Verdone Gorsigner.
You got it. You said the full name right. I'm proud of you, Ben. Proud of you.
We'll play Sirius by the Alan Parsons Project, the Chicago Bulls theme song when they run out to the floor.
High five.
So we're talking the annual 225K, which this year is coming up Sunday, June 11th. And rain or shine, I assume, because it looked like it rained last year as well.
Last year.
It was a monsoon.
Monsoon.
It didn't just rain.
No,
it came down.
It did not just rain. And you know what? It rained from the second we started setting up at like 6 a.m.
Yep.
Until the literal second we broke down at 11:30. And then it was bright, sunny, beautiful sky.
There you go.
Of course.
Okay. In the afternoon, it was like gorgeous out.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. And you know, honestly, we were like, wow, no one is going to show up, even though people had already registered.
Right.
You know,
right.
We had already raised the money, so technically it didn't matter. But we were really sex. We're like, no one's going to show up. This is crazy. But they showed
nice.
Up.
They did show up.
Yeah.
Nice.
We had, at least half of them showed up.
They did.
And not just showed up, but huge smiles, like dancing when they're running. Like people were loving the rain. It was crazy. It was the opposite of what I thought was going to happen. So it ended up being like a really amazing morning.
It was fun.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes you go in there, you're having fun, you're seeing friends and people all there for the same reason. You're like, you know what? Let's just have fun.
Yeah. And how can you not have fun when you're looking around and you see men, women, boys, and girls all wearing tutus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Did Mayor Perry wear a tutu?
You know what? I don't think he did.
Oh, boy.
Tony. I don't know. Maybe I should check the pictures. Yeah. I don't know if he had it.
I don't think he did.
I don't think he had a tutu. I'm going to have to give him a hard time about that.
Oh.
As you should.
You're
yes.
in trouble, Mayor Perry.
Yeah. I mean, we did have, he wasn't in attendance to this, but he did make a video for us, Dr. Storm with the CBTN.
Ah,
okay.
Children's Brain Tumor Network.
Yep.
That's who we raised this money for. They're
there
located over
yep.
Chop. Dr. Storm in the video was sporting a tutu.
He was
nice.
Sporting a tutu.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, if Dr. Storm can wear a tutu, I think
That's
Tony Perry
right.
can.
Yep.
We'll have to give him a hard time.
Shout out to Tony Perry.
Yeah, yeah.
All in good fun.
Yeah.
So it is June 11th, but take us back, at both of you, wherever you want to take this here, the history of this race. I know it was sort of hit that slow down with the pandemic, but last year we boom, back into it. But how did this race come to be? I know this is something you're very passionate about in joining forces, not just here in Middletown, New Jersey, but also up in Trumbull, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Location close to where I went to college, up at Sacred Heart.
All right.
So right over there in Fairfield, right down the block.
Yeah.
But this is a big time event. It's taking place in two states. Well, possibly more. Maybe people are joining in. But Andrea, tell us how this race came to be and what we could be looking forward to.
Yeah, so the original Tutu Trot, I had absolutely nothing to do with. It was originated and created by Marion and Jim McCaffrey. Their daughter, Mia, at the time was fighting rhabdomyosarcoma, as was her classmate. She was fighting a different type of cancer, but two kindergarten children in the very same class fighting two different types of cancer. So as a means of bringing the community together around the two families, all while raising some money to help both families, Jim and Marion had the idea of this 5K. Jim is an avid runner. He's a track coach. So it's just, that's his language is
sure.
running. So they created this beautiful event that, of course, the whole McCaffrey family attended. The community came out in force, and you saw, like I said, men, women, children, all wearing tutus. And this is before I actually met the McCaffreys. Had a successful race. Unfortunately, Mia passed away 364 days later, age of 6. And I have to tell you, that summer, she passed away in March. In June, Jim and Marion, despite, you know, everything that they were going through, having lost Mia, they still were like, we want to do this tutu trot again in Mia's, you know, memory.
That's great, yeah.
And because it's really important for them to keep the community rallied around her. And this time, they had the beneficiary be Infinite Love. And we had met the McCaffreys probably about 6 months into Mia's fight through the classmate, actually. We were already helping this other family. They reached out to us and said, hey, one of our daughter's classmates was diagnosed. Can I put you in touch with them as well? I'm like, oh, my gosh, of course.
Wow.
So we helped the McCaffreys through a lot of Mia's fight. So I guess that's how Marion and Jim kind of wanted to thank us. So they had us be the beneficiaries of that. Kind of fast forward to the following year, you know, they're at it again. They're doing another tutu trot in Trumbull, Connecticut, you know, having the money go to Infinite Love. And at that point, I'm like, Jim, you might as well join the team. Like, you know, you're doing all this amazing work for Infinite Love. So he came on board as our VP. And he's been with Infinite Love ever since. And it wasn't until 2020 where we were like, you know what? Why don't we bring the tutu trot to Middletown, New Jersey, as well as Trumbull, Connecticut? Like, why not?
Love it.
And at that point, and this is right before everything's happening with COVID, when we're kind of discussing, hey, June 2020, we're going to have this amazing tutu trot take place in Trumbull and take place in Middletown. And at that point, that's when Sue and I started talking about the race. And, you know, Sue had her own race called the Hustle for Hannah. I'm going to actually let Sue start to take the story over from here, because she'll explain how she joined forces with the tutu trot, and then we can get back to when it actually came to Jersey.
I like the turn of phrase there, join forces. It's like, here we go.
Let's do this. That's what it is,
like,
right?
Superheroes, right?
Yeah.
Take it away, Sue.
I'll just go back kind of to how it started with our race. So our Hustle for Hannah race was started to support our daughter, Hannah. She actually was diagnosed with brain cancer at the age of 13 in 2012. And in August of 2013, our community, very similar to Jim's, wanted to support us. And they had put together a race, a 5K race in August of 2013 to support our family. And it was called the Hustle for Hannah. Unfortunately, our daughter couldn't attend the race. She was very ill at the time. But, you know, the community came out in droves and, you know, supported our family. And it was just an amazing event. You know, everybody from the town in Tinton Falls, which is very close to Middletown, came out in support. Unfortunately, our daughter passed away a month later from brain cancer. But like the McCaffreys, we felt it was so important to continue her legacy and continue just, you know, the support of the town. We continued the Hustle for Hannah race every year, and the money raised from our race went to the Children's Brain Tumor Network at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Hannah was treated there. She loved that, you know, that hospital. She called it her second home. And Dr. Storm, who actually is the head of the CBTN, he was also her neurosurgeon. So we have a very close connection to the CBTN. And over the years, we've held the Hustle for Hannah race. But around 2019, 2020, when Andrea was talking about bringing the Tutu Trot to Middletown, I was kind of in the process of saying, well, we were getting ready to have some thoughts about maybe retiring our foundation. And I said, well, you know, if you're thinking about doing a race, let's combine forces so that, you know, we can kind of merge the existing Hustle for Hannah race into the Tutu Trot and then kind of, like you said, join forces and bring it into as one race. And that's kind of where we went from there. And I guess prior to that, we had all gone down to CHOP to visit and tour the CBTN lab.
Okay.
And Andrea and Jim were just so impressed with all the work that the collaborative work that they're doing, not only for brain cancer research, but ultimately, you know, we always feel that, you know, the key to curing, you know, all cancers is really the brain. So
it's like a gateway.
It's the gateway. Mm. So it's just amazing collaborative worldwide research that is being done there. And so we made the decision to not only join forces and collaborate to combine the Hustle for Hannah race into the Tutu Trot, but that all funds raised within the race would be then going towards the CBTN.
Yeah.
And, which made me really happy.
And right when we decide to do this shortly after, because we're thinking, oh, it's going to be in June. It's always the second Sunday in June every year. So mark your calendars going forward, everybody.
Love it. Okay.
Get ready for the race in 2024.
Yeah, come on now. So we're like, okay, this is going to be great. Well, then, of course, COVID happened.
Mm.
And we realized, all right, pivot.
Yeah.
If anyone watches Friends, pivot. Right. So we decided to do it virtual. Mm. And we made it our goal to try to get race runners and registered people in all 50 states. I think we got 47 of the 50.
That's so great.
We got four different countries, so that was pretty cool.
There you go.
Yeah. And then last year, right, was our first. Last year was our first in-person race. So we did 2 years of virtual, and then last year was the first time we had it in person. Same places this year, High School South. And it was just really, really awesome. And so, our 5K Tutu Trot is always going to be held in Trumbull, Connecticut, same time as the one we'll be holding in Middletown, New Jersey. So we'll have the same 9 a.m. kickoff.
There you go.
But we're also still offering the virtual option. So any of you listeners out there, if you can't get to Middletown, if you are on vacation, you can still register at a discounted rate.
Nice.
And you can, you know, run at any point over the weekend. Go for a walk with your family. Take pictures. If they sign up to be a virtual runner or walker, we'll actually send them the day before, I believe, a bib that they can print out.
There you go.
Great.
They can take a selfie, post it to social, tag us, and we love to share that in, you know, all of our promo going forward.
Of course, that's outstanding.
I think between all three last year, the virtual, Trumbull, and Middletown, we had over 1,000 registered participants.
Wow.
So it was pretty cool. Yeah, so we're excited about bringing it back this year.
Yeah, super excited.
Yeah, so that's the history of it.
Yeah,
it's a good history.
It's
a great history.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, and the really kind of cool thing, and maybe you can speak a little bit more of this, is once, you know, Sue and Jim started talking about their daughters, it was, first of all, they both share the middle name of Rose. So Hannah Rose, Mia Rose. I actually have a Hannah Rose as well.
Okay.
So when Sue and I met, that was, you know, one of the first things that kind of linked us.
But
then you found that, you and Jim found that Hannah and Mia, even though these are two little girls states away who never met, they had other things in common.
Yep. I mean, they both, you know, love the color purple. They love butterflies.
Soccer.
Nice.
They both played soccer.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Our Hannah was just an incredible soccer player. She just was, you know, she was just an incredible athlete. And, she loved soccer. She, you know, she just was an all-around, you know, great kid. And, you know, Mia, even though they were, you know, a number of years difference in age, Mia was 6, and, you know, when she passed away, and our Hannah was 14. You know, in talking to Jim, there were so many similarities between the two girls.
Both of them with the crystal blue eyes.
Yep.
Mm. You know that blue that you can, like, see through, not just blue eyes.
Oh, yeah,
They both had that shade of blue eyes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
just stunning little humans.
Yep.
Oh, that's
good humans.
It's amazing.
Yep. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. It's great to see, hear those connections too, like the similarities still with everything there. And I imagine you hear some of those stories too at these, that these races about similarities, or, you know, maybe somebody knows somebody who is battling cancer, or maybe they have a son or a daughter who is as well. And I imagine these are the kinds of stories that, that come out on the day of the event as well.
Yep. I mean, it's, you just, you never know it can happen to you until it does. You know, one of, I don't know if you remember, we used to have an event called Shave a Hero, Save a Hero, and it was a collaboration with the Middletown Fire Department. And
okay.
every year we shaved, basically people could register to have their head shaved by some of our cancer fighters, by, you know, all sorts of people. And one of the firefighters who collaborated with me, John Waltz, helped me organize the event, was in a music video for the song Fighter that is on our Infinite Love website. His son, ironically, was diagnosed with leukemia a couple years ago. He's doing great now, Brady.
Wow, that's, wonderful.
He recently finished treatment. But how crazy that he was just volunteering his time for us, helping, had no connection to childhood cancer. And then I get a call from him. I'll remember, it's June 23rd. Couple of years ago, and I could hear his voice, and I'm like, what's going on? And then he's like, Brady was just diagnosed with leukemia. And then, so you just don't know, you know.
Yeah,
so we tell
right.
people that it doesn't have to be your child to want to help. I mean, childhood cancer is still the number one disease killer of our kids, and, you know, it's on the rise, you know, whether it's environmental, you know, some of it is genetic, but regardless, it's on the rise, and, you know, we can't fight this alone. So, yeah, we need every dollar we can get.
Sure.
Yeah. So even if you can't attend the race, if you want to help us out, you just go to infiniteloveforkids.org.
Make a donation. Every dollar counts.
Yep. That's actually where you can go as well to find the link for our run sign up. That'll be on the website as well. You just click on that. I'll take you over there.
Yep.
Yeah. You could set up a team. We have teams for all of the Middletown high schools. We have teams for the Trumbull schools. There's random teams. So, because some people would say, hey, can you do a team for my business? So,
sure. Why not? Yeah, there you go.
Families have teams.
Families have teams. Yeah. I mean, anyone can start a team, and that helps us spread the word.
Excellent. Want to discuss more about the race and everything that goes with it, and certainly both about you, both of your foundations as well. Got to head to a break. Can you hang with us?
Absolutely.
There we go. More Short Time with Vin and Dave right after this on 94.3 The Point.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce-Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Borough High School alum. And you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are a buzz.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Epineau, Dave Crossan with you, and we're having a great conversation here this morning. It's fun, it's entertainment, it's educational, informative, and so much more. Sue Funk, president of the Hannah Duffy Foundation, and Andrea Verdone Gorsigner from the Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer based in Middletown. We're talking about the 5 2 2s for a cause, 5K run and walk coming up Sunday, June 11th. And we're going to give you all the details, all the information you need to know. And with that, off the bat, Andrea, what does everybody need to know in terms of how to sign up, how to get involved, how to, you know, what they need to wear, putting together teams and so forth? What is it everybody needs to know?
So the event is happening on Sunday, June 11th at High School South in Middletown. They can just go onto our website, infiniteloveforkids.org. You'll see right away an image you can click on that will take you to the registration site where you can register to either run in person with us in Middletown, or you can run as a virtual runner in your own area. And the bonus is when you go through registration, if you type in the coupon code SHORETIME, don't tell anybody.
Okay.
That sounds
you
familiar.
Get all right. $5 off your registration.
Very cool.
So be sure to put that in. If you register by May 15th, you're guaranteed one of our Infinite Love 5K 2-2 Trot t-shirts. And come on, Dave was just commenting on how amazing.
The t-shirts are tremendous.
They are pretty cool.
Love the material. It's that soft cotton, that breathable.
Yes.
Dry tech.
There it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, no, I noticed that right away. I don't like that scratchy type.
Yes.
This is fantastic. Great quality and just beautiful shirt.
Comfortable
yes,
and cool.
You get an amazing t-shirt.
Love it.
You also get, when you register, your very own tutu.
Uh-huh, there you go.
But very that nice. Doesn't mean you don't have to, you know, you can BYOT, right?
Yeah,
you can
BYOT.
Bring your own tutu.
You can bring your own tutu.
Love
you
it.
Know, if you have a favorite, by all means. And the best part is we have everybody wearing them, men, women. Women, girls, boys, even dogs. Like they bring them for walks. Like
there you go.
Oh,
everybody at Tutu. If you go on our website, you can watch a 2-minute sizzle reel from last year's trot. Mm. And anyone who's watched this quick video is like, oh my gosh, I had tears in my eyes. Not because it was sad, because it was just so beautiful.
Right.
Like, there's just something about seeing all of these people so happy, running, wearing tutus in the rain from last year. It was incredible.
In the monsoon.
In the monsoon. But people can also go to our Facebook page, Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer. That's where we're constantly updating about the Tutu Trot. In about a week, they're going to see a sign up for volunteers. It's great for students who need hours. And also, of course, sponsors. That is huge. Like last year, thanks to sponsors and our participants, we raised $100,000 for the CBTM.
So
we really, really want to do that again. If we can raise more, that's even better. But we absolutely cannot do that without sponsors.
Okay.
So if there are any companies out there, again, head to our website. You'll see a link to sponsor. It's also on our registration page. And again, that cutoff is about May 15th to have their logo on the T-shirt. But certainly they can sponsor up into the last minute.
Nice.
And, you know, we'll still be able to show some stuff at the event. But I have to say, we have Lightbridge Academy Daycare. They have branches all over New Jersey.
Mm, yes.
They signed up to be a sponsor again this year, but a $10,000 sponsor.
And
what I love about it is they have all their different branches located all over the state of New Jersey. And they knew individually they couldn't sign up as a $10,000 sponsor, but they knew together they could.
Nice.
So they, each branch, sent us $500
great.
Total the $10,000.
Wow.
So how amazing is that, that they recognized, okay, we can't do it individually,
but we
can do it
right.
together. So I would just encourage any business out there to think like Lightbridge.
There you go. Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. That is great.
Now, the money raised from this 225K run and walk, what is it going towards? How can it help children battling cancer?
So the 100% of the proceeds from this race go to the Children's Brain Tumor Network, which is stationed at Children's Hospital Philadelphia at CHOP. Our daughter Hannah was treated at CHOP, and the head of the CBTN is Dr. Jay Storm. He's also a neurosurgeon at CHOP. He actually did Hannah's surgery. So that's how my family and our foundation became involved with the CBTN. But they are a just fantastic, organization that they do collaborative research. So, you know, it's not only the researchers at CHOP, but they have, up to 18 partner hospitals and
worldwide.
So, you know, in the United States and also around the world that they do collaborative research with. So it's not research in a silo, you know, it's open source research and, you know, for brain cancer research, but really that branches out into all types of childhood cancer and, you know, ultimately all cancers. So it's just incredible work that they're doing. We're just proud to be a part of you know, supporting them and the work that they continue to do, and we're thrilled to, you know, to be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And whether it's prior to the race or certainly after the race, if somebody says, hey, you know what, I want to be able to help out and donate in any way, how can they still go about doing that in donating some funds, let's say a few days after the race, a couple weeks, maybe it's sometime over the summer, where they're like, you know what, I've read a lot or heard a lot about the Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer or the Hannah Duffy Foundation. How can I get involved? How can I volunteer? How can I donate? What are some of the things that each of you would like people to know about?
Yeah, well, for Infinite Love, they just go onto the website again, infinitelovefortidsfightingcancer.org, and you can donate year-round. I mean, we need donations all the time. There's not a season for it. You know, even when there was COVID, we were trying to remind people, hey, we can't hold these in-person events, but kids are still getting cancer, and we still need your help. One way that we really love to encourage people to support us is to become one of our monthly donors. So
I was just going to bring that up because if somebody has a set dollar amount they want to give during the course of a year, everybody seems to jump in like November and December for taxes.
Yes.
Sprinkle it around.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. And it really does. I can't even explain how much it helps when, you know, we love the one-time donation. So don't stop doing those. That's great.
Of course.
But, you know, for anyone who's
like
able.
Like an auto debit type of thing where it comes out of the bank account, you won't even mess
amazing.
It.
It's amazing. I mean, and we have people who are monthly donors, some people who can only afford to do $5 a month.
Right.
And,
sure.
But
then
we have businesses. We have a business that does $500 a month.
Oh, that's great.
You know, we have, I'd say the average is between $25 and $50 a month. And if it wasn't for those monthly donors during COVID, we would have been in real trouble, you know, because we weren't able to hold our usual in-person events, especially our very lucrative gala that we were having every fall.
Right.
And I was really worried about having to turn families away because not only does Infinite Love support vital research, but, you know, we really pride ourselves on helping families both financially and emotionally. So, you know, when a new family is introduced to us right off the bat, you know, because almost all families need that financial help immediately, we give them a $1,000 grant. From there, that family is with us for life, you know, regardless of each child's individual fight, will help in any way. So whether that family is having troubles paying bills, we had one family who lost their car. We had a family whose hot water heater broke and, you know, they needed to bring their child back to their house. So many things. We've paid, unfortunately, for funerals. We've sent kids on bucket wish trips. And we do things for siblings because oftentimes the siblings are, you know, on the back burner because the child fighting needs most of the attention. And, you know, we've sent siblings to sporting events via limo.
Wow,
and,
there you go.
You know, hook them up in boxes.
Nice.
And, you know, we do all sorts of things. We've built tree houses that have, you know, heating and air conditioning and TVs and refrigerators.
There you go.
Nice. But we help families emotionally too. So we're available, you know, pretty much 24/7 to our families. So when a family just needs to vent, we're here, we listen. We've helped families find research throughout the country when they're told their child's out of options. We really are like a one stop. We'll try to do everything we can. And if we can't do it, you know, we'll reach out to other foundations to see who can help, whatever we can do for families. So during COVID, I was really a little nervous about, oh, shoot, you know,
sure,
we're not
going
to have all this money.
Here, right?
And thankfully, we didn't have to turn a single family away. And it was because of our monthly donors. That was all money that was continuously coming in.
That's great.
And it honestly kept us afloat during that time for those couple of years at least. So that's what I like to really encourage people to sign on as a monthly donor, because that's just a breath of fresh air for us, because we can, you know, just breathe easy knowing, okay, I don't know what's going to happen with this event or with that event, but
regular amount of money coming in, or a certain amount of money coming in.
We can help our families. It's okay.
There you go.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up, just again, your final thoughts from Sue and Andrea. What is it you want people to know about your respective organizations, Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer and the, excuse me, Hannah Duffy Foundation, about whether it's for, you know, getting the word out there to families. Maybe it's, you know, the moms, dads who, you know, sadly are watching their son or daughter battle some form of childhood cancer, or other people in the community. How can they reach out and get help and seek out services and, you know, the support as well?
Yeah. I mean, I would just say, so in our case, you know, my final thoughts, our foundation, you know, our Hannah passed away. It'll be 10 years in September. Mm. You know, what I can say about her was she was just an amazing young woman, never gave up hope, and, you know, lived life to the fullest, and regardless of, you know, what was thrown in her way. We will be retiring our foundation at the end of this summer, prior to her, you know, her angelversary. And I am looking forward to continuing the work that, you know, we've done. We've given away, or I should say, funded over $100,000 in scholarships, college scholarships to you know, graduating seniors in the Monmouth County area over the past 10 years. And we'll be giving our final scholarship this June. But I will be continuing the work with Andrea and the Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer. So I'm not going away. I'm just going to kind of move my... you know, my and my talents and resources
there you
and
go. Work. Sue's hanging around.
I'm hanging around working with Andrea and with Infinite Love. And, you know, that way, you know, I can continue to keep my daughter's memory alive, but in a way to continue to help other families, too.
Yeah.
Andrea?
Yeah. Yes. Gosh, Sue has been like this endless support system for me. I mean, we met. I didn't even have an opportunity to meet her, Hannah. We met shortly after she passed because I had seen her story and her name popped out at me because I saw Hannah Rose. And of course, I instantly thought of my Hannah Rose,
right.
You know, and I started reading the story and I thought I wanted to reach out to her being at the time my daughter, Natalie, was just... She was still in treatment, my daughter Natalie, for leukemia.
Mm.
So I just felt this connection to Sue,
sure.
This invisible string, even though, you know, we never met. And I reached out to her and we talked for that. I went to her house. I remember being nervous because I'm like, I never met this person.
Right.
And she just lost her daughter. Like, what if I say the wrong things?
Right.
And we talked from 7 p.m. till about 2 a.m.
Oh, wow. I thought
her
husband was going to come, like, send the police.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've been so close ever since. So I'm really thrilled that that Sue's going to be continuing all of her amazing work with us at Infinite Love. And, you know, you'll see Hannah's presence on our page.
Yep.
And we're going to work on that this summer. Really just proud of everything that we've been able to accomplish.
Sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, more to come.
Absolutely.
More great work.
More to come.
Absolutely.
As we close up, just touching on some of the finer details here with the upcoming 5K, Andrea. So Sunday, June 11th, 225K run or walk, Tutu's Fighting Pediatric Brain Tumors, Cancer Research, so much going on here, taking place at Trumbull High School up in Trumbull, Connecticut, if you happen to be up there, and Middletown High School South right here in Middletown, New Jersey, Monmouth County. Time coming up for sponsors over the next couple weeks as well. Free t-shirts guaranteed to everybody who registers by May 12th. You get a tutu. And am I missing anything with terms of people signing up and, you know, getting ready for race day?
No. I mean, t-shirts you have till May 15th.
Okay.
To give them a couple extra days.
Sure. There you go.
No, that's fair.
But, you know, if you really don't care about the t-shirt, you can sign up to the day of the event.
Ah.
I mean, you can roll in the morning of and sign up. So I don't want you to think you only have till May 15th, but that's when you're guaranteed
a t-shirt. A t-shirt in your size.
Yes. We do order extras, but it's kind of a first come, first serve.
Sure.
Yeah.
You may end up going home with a muscle shirt.
Yes, absolutely. But, you know, don't forget, use that $5 off coupon code, which is short time.
Dave?
Love it.
Short
That's
time?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Short time all the time. It'll help out so many great things. And we're so happy that it could be a part of, you know, helping out with this upcoming 5K and everything. We're happy to help get the word out
for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're so happy to be here. Thanks, guys.
Anytime, please.
Thank you.
We will have all the details in case you were trying to, like, race and scribble them down on a notepad here. We got you covered, people.
Yes.
943thepoint.com. I'll post up an article in a little bit, and we'll get all the details out there for you, and then you could share it with your family, share it with your friends, share it with people you don't know. I mean, we all know there's all these different Facebook groups out there, so share the word and spread the word.
Yes, we have a virtual option, so literally we want to try to get all 50 states.
Yeah.
So reach out to people in other states. We're getting New Jersey and Connecticut covered.
We need Wisconsin. We have not gotten
that
yet.
They're holding out.
Anybody knows anyone in Wisconsin, tag them on our Facebook posts. Yeah,
okay. There you go.
Need them.
We got you covered. We'll help get spread the word, people. It's coming up. Mark it down, June 11th. The Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer 225K run or walk. So start doing your stretching and working out now. You got some big time 5K coming up June 11th. More Short Time with Vin and Dave right after this on 94.3 The Point.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is comedian Big D Bettetto. You're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Who wants coffee? Anybody want coffee?
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you are more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is high performance executive coach Dana Cavalia and former director of strength and conditioning for the New York Yankees. And you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. It's always great to hang with champions, and these two guys are champions.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you as we put a bow on another show. Show number 64 in the books.
Okay.
It was a good one. We started off talking about steak.
I'm hungry.
So,
very much so.
For those of you looking for a good steakhouse today for lunch or for dinner or, you know, whenever, you know, you're getting the craving for a good steak.
Oh, yeah.
We got you covered, 943thepoint.com, the 943 The Point app. You can go to Short Time and Vin and Dave, the tab on the website. It's there. You can also just click on my name on the website as well. You'll be able to find the steakhouse article and, you know, go find your favorite steakhouse. We also talked, Dave, with Andrea Verdone-Gorsigner of the Middletown-based nonprofit Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer about their upcoming 2-2 Trot 5K Run and Walk, an organization that helps kids fighting cancer. Also, Sue Funk from the Hannah Duffy Foundation with us as well. And in here, I've done a few stories with Andrea over the years, and it was great having her on Short Time last year as well to talk about their 5K and certainly with this upcoming one as well. But she's got some great mom strength there, and she does
much.
And it's not just, yet they are based in Middletown, but they help people across Monmouth County, Ocean County, New Jersey, whoever wants to be there. And this is simultaneously happening. Middletown, it's going to take place at Middletown High School South,
right,
but also up in Trumbull, Connecticut as well. So kind of like that virtual, during the pandemic, they had to do it virtually where everybody hopped in and they made the best of the situation.
Of course.
But last year they started back out at Middletown High School South. And certainly Andrea's daughter battled cancer a couple of years back and everything. So it helps, however you could help sponsor, donate to Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer, even if you can't make the race that day. And if you can, bring out your favorite tutu, keep your fingers crossed for good weather, and see what you can do to help out kids battling cancer.
I'm so glad. Great interview. Just the strength, the courage, I love the event. It's fun. And it just is something where, to your point, Vin, whatever you can do, if you can't participate, hey, some sort of a donation to help them in any way you can. They're a nonprofit. So for people that, need or want a write off, for your taxes, there it is. But also you're doing a good thing and really putting it out there because they need the funds. They need that support.
Absolutely. We will have coverage for you where you can check out all the information as well at 943thepoint.com. and the 94.3 The Point app as well, where you can go get all the information you need and get ready for the 225K. It's coming up Sunday, June 11th. The 225s for a cause, 5K run and walk, and 225s fighting pediatric brain tumors, pediatric brain tumor research, and raising money for that. And you could certainly wear a tutu while you do that 5K run and walk.
Please do.
Help out Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer, based in Middletown, but there for everybody. You know, building a community there, and certainly continuing to do much great work. And we'll have, again, full coverage, 94.3thepoint.com for you today. And you could find a way to help, whether you want to run or walk, or you're able to sponsor or donate.
Whatever you can do.
We got the information for you. Another great show, Dave.
Great show, buddy.
So we got another one in the books. We got another one cooking up for next week.
Wait, and so that was 64 we just did.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So we're moving and grooving.
Okay, love it.
And the next Sunday is the last Sunday of April.
This year is just taking off here.
It's crazy.
Wow. Okay.
And we've had all kinds of weather this spring, so hopefully we get, you know, those consistent.
Right.
I like the 70, 80 degree days with a light breeze, sunshine. Oh, hopefully we get a lot more of that
like
coming
San
up.
That's like San Diego weather. I mean, all the time.
There we go. I mean, I'd love to close out the month of April with something like that as we roll into May. There we go.
That's all we need.
Hit
I agree
beach.
With you 100%.
Well, have a great Sunday and a great week ahead, everybody. You as well, Dave.
Thank you, and thank you for all the listeners.
More Short Time of Vin and Dave a week from now, following Shore Sports Talk. Shore Sports Talk, 6 to 7 a.m. Short Time of Vin and Dave, 7 to 8 a.m. 6 to 8 a.m. every Sunday, 94.3 The Point. Where else do you want to be? Right here with us. We got you. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce-Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Borough High School alum. And you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.